sometimes discovery orders when they're due, that sort of thing, they'll be due, the order says it's due Monday and they want something before they have to, if it's something like privileged documents or something like that, those tend to be the traditional ones for that are requesting emergency relief.
Colleen, could I follow up with you? Your prior life was in the Austin Corps, right?
Yes.
So can you just comment briefly about the distinction between how mandamus plays out in your current position as opposed to in the Third Court?
So, well, interestingly, I did zero mandamuses when I was in the Third Court, but I do know Stephen Siebold, who's the mandamus attorney there. Like some other of the courts of appeals, when a case comes in, it's immediately assigned to a judge. Stephen takes it, he's the mandamus attorney, he takes it and walks it through, but works closely with the assigned judge, and they have panels that usually go 6 months, but sometimes, you know, if you have something, you just pick some people to be on your panel, and he basically kind of walks it through. He also, though, keeps it if they decide to write an opinion or do something other than deny, and he will work with every once in a while, though, it's transferred to the chamber, so to speak, and maybe the judge and the staff attorneys will work on it, but Stephen does a little more, and that keeps it longer than I would.
Now, in your current position, do you have a team of lawyers beneath you that you can delegate? So if five come in on the same day, all on fire, well, what do you do?
Nope, just me. Well, I shouldn't
say that happens too.
Yes, it does. It's just me, but I should say the clerk's office is great. They always have my back. They are so good about letting me know something, an emergency has been filed. They get great information. A lot of you know who Nadine Schneider is. Well, her assistant is sort of my assistant too. She watches my back, but in terms of legal and everything like that, I'm on my own. I do every once in a while go to the judges and see what their take on it is, or get some ideas. But sometimes it's a matter of hours that I have something to present to the court.
What
we do sometimes divvy those up.
Oh, if it gets one time,
too many.
So far, one time we had 13 or 14 filed over a course of 2 days, and I did have to ask for some help. So the other staff attorneys they help out a lot.
So if I've got a mandamus pending in Third Court, First Court, wherever it is in the Court of Appeals, and it's kind of on fire, I've got a time problem, the trial's coming up, and I haven't heard a word from the Court of Appeals, I'm probably going to tell my people, start drafting a Supreme Court version. We don't know what the Court of Appeals will do, but let's at least get some skeleton documents together so that if things go bad in 5 minutes, we can go to the Supreme Court. But that might not be for a few days, and we don't know when it'll happen. What do I do to communicate to you and to the Supreme Court, hey, we might be coming, but I don't know? How do we handle that?
You call the clerk's office. Let them know. I mean, if you tell them, I think we're going to be filing something, and it's okay to say I think, and it's okay if you change your mind. We won't judge you. But give us the information, the trial court information, the Court of Appeals information, any information you have. They can pass it along to me, and I can at least begin to look at the background information and be sort of more prepared when it does come in. By the same token, call if you've changed your mind or if you have a better idea when it's going to be filed. Most of the time, it's something like the Court of Appeals denied it on Monday, and you know you need to file something Tuesday or Wednesday. That's the most common sort of situation. If you can call and let the court know, I'll be filing it, I'll be needing emergency relief, or I'll be requesting emergency relief by the end of the week, that's very helpful.
I wouldn't say necessarily to call the clerk's office. I think I might be filing one, but maybe not, and the Court of Appeals hasn't ruled yet. But I think the second the Court of Appeals rules and you know you're coming up, you may not be exactly sure about the timing, but you know it's going to be tight. That's when you make the phone call to the clerk's office and alert the clerk's office staff that you'll be filing. And that's good, right? Because if you electronically file at 8 o'clock at night and you need somebody to see it at 8 o'clock at night, the only way to do that is really to alert the clerk's office that it's coming. Otherwise, no one will know until they show up for work the next morning. And so when someone calls the clerk's office and alerts the court that there's a very time-sensitive case coming, it goes right to Colleen. Colleen then, triages it and lets all of the justices know. So we know that Friday night we need to be looking because it's going to get here, kind of thing.
And how does that word get to you, Judge Bland? If you're speaking at a conference 500 miles away and this comes out of nowhere, Colleen now has to communicate with you and 8 colleagues, how does that work?
Well, email. We communicate by email. And she will ordinarily email in these temporary emergency cases. And she will email everyone, and she will include relevant information to let us know that it's coming. And the relevant information is usually just the cause number, a CA opinion, if there is one, and sometimes even the briefing in the court of appeals, if it really is going to be like for example, in election cases, you're going to come up against a hard deadline, and other sorts of cases like that. Some justices will get to work even before anything's filed by anyone.
That's right. And sometimes I don't think I've had to do on the front end call or text anybody. Well, there is one time I did text all the judges and say, I need you to be aware. I think it was an election one. I think that's exactly right. So, but it's mostly email.